Our Lord tells his disciples, and through them, all of us, how we should conduct our lives on earth so that we would be found in God's friendship on the day of judgment. Our Lord has taken us into his family. We are his little flock. He wants us that we must be always busy about our vocation. We are Christians. We are members of his church for our own eternal good. God has put us on the road to heaven. He is helping us on the way. We could not be so blind to our own welfare that we would risk losing the eternal life that God has prepared for us. There are many Christians who are destined for heaven, but because of their foolishness, have left the only road which leads there and are now traveling in the opposite direction. Some of us here present may be among these foolish ones. We may let this world be so much attached to us. We have no time or thought for the world that is to come. Today's readings warn us. Our call to judgment will come on us like a thief in the night at a moment when we least expect it. This need not be a sudden death. However, the ordinary good Christians need not be worried about the unexpected death. It is the unprepared for death which we should have concern. If we live in God's grace, living the ordinary Christian life, doing our daily tasks, but doing them as part of our duty to God, we need not be anxious. We need to take interest in the affairs of this world. But the interest must never exclude our eternal interest. Instead, it must help us to earn our eternal life. We need to put things right. If we need to change our behavior in our home, in our place of work, in our recreation, in our relationship with God and with our neighbors, let us do it now. We don't need to wait for God to tell us when or where we will die. He will not tell us. Then we need not worry when our call to judgment comes. It will be graduation day for good Christians.